Radio Plus. Listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today during the first hour. We've got the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, who will be joining us in just a moment. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by our resident news director, blogger extraordinaire Alex Leaf, and he's going to correct me on some of the things that I've gotten wrong in the past about nutrition. And we're going to open up the discussion about is a calorie, is it important, and in defense of the calorie. So that's later in the show. Just want to mention a couple things. During the 2 hours of this live show, there is a coupon code that will get you the lowest price ever on Thrive Advanced Protein. If you don't know anything about Thrive Advanced Protein, you've been living under a rock. ThriveProtein.com, ThriveProtein.com to learn more. Right now, if you use the code FLASH62, FLASH62, you'll get 62% off, and there's no limit, on a pound of Thrive. And to give you, an example of, what that comes, it's $22.95 a pound. It's only during the 2 hours of this live show. So if you're listening live, take advantage of it. That's all I can say about that. And now, without further ado, we run the theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. That's a hell of a deal on Thrive.
I know. You know what? I'm testing something, right? So I have this suspicion that Facebook selectively lets my posts out there. I can post two posts side by side, within minutes of each other. One gets 65 likes and 30 comments. The other one gets one like and zero comments. And it's easy to say the topics are what's driving that, and that could be the case. So I wanted to try something. I thought, you know, I'm going to just try this and see, you know, who's really listening, who's paying attention, who's on Facebook. And so that's why it's on Facebook right now, too, to see what happens. I just want to see if people respond to it.
That's a great idea.
It's crazy. I can't figure out Facebook at all. And all I hear about is algorithms and how they're doing this and doing that, making it harder and more expensive for people to reach the people who already like their page. So we'll see.
Counterintuitive.
What's going on with you?
Well, I am excited because my next webinar, the Turbo 20 Experiment, is going to be next Thursday, June 2nd. Now, the webinar registration page isn't up yet, but it will be next week. So be sure to visit my homepage. The best way to get notified is to make sure you're on my list. If you've never received anything from me, you can get a free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin today at CoachRobRegish.com, and that'll make sure you're on the list. It's going to be one eye-opening, one hell of a physique transformation. And I'll show you how to do it in 20 days or less.
On that note, we need to discuss something that we kind of closed the show with last week, and it didn't get a lot of opportunity to be answered. And that was the discussion about beta-alanine. I kind of started a beta-alanine protocol twice a day. I think it was 3.2 grams twice a day. And I really didn't notice anything after a few weeks. And you said I should not give up on it. Why is that?
Well, you know, beta-alanine is really turning out to be quite the supplement superstar. And just as a refresher, it combines with the essential amino histidine to form carnosine, right, which is then in turn stored in your muscles. Carnosine is an intracellular buffer. In plain English, it allows you to work longer and harder before the muscle shuts down. Now, we know beta-alanine is the rate-limiting substrate in forming harnessing. But more than that, the effect can be measured. They do muscle biopsies now. And, you know, in 28 days, they've measured a whopping 65.8% increase in carnosine. And studies have gone even further than that, 10 weeks, measuring up to an 80% increase. Now, everyone knows creatine works, right? Nobody disputes it. So they did an experiment where one group got a placebo, another got 10 grams a day of creatine, and the third got 10 grams a day of creatine and 3.2 grams of beta-alanine. Listen to this. The creatine and beta-alanine group realized triple the lean body mass gains and almost twice as much fat loss. That's three times more muscle and almost twice the fat loss when compared to one of, if not the most effective, right, performance enhancers ever. So, you know, it begs the question, why do people find it lackluster in some cases? Creatine envy is number one, right? There are no pounds on the scale initially with beta-alanine. No, you know, you might get a pumped feeling during your workout. However, within 2 weeks of loading it, you're going to begin to realize its effects. And specifically, it allows you to bang out more reps when working in a higher rep range. Now, operative words, higher rep range. Being a pure strength athlete, I didn't notice a thing on things like one-arm push-ups and pull-ups. Even on a five sets of five routine, you're going to be disappointed. So at that point, most people give up on it. Big mistake. Here's why. It's the product application where the magic lies. So here's where I'm going with that. In 2012, they did a meta-analysis and arrived at this conclusion, and I would concur with this. Beta-alanine benefits events that last a minute or longer. Under a minute, and there's little to no difference. Here's the problem. Sets that last over a minute usually involve lightweights. Lightweights don't build muscle. Heavier weights and substrate depletion does. So, here's the solution. 20 rep breathing squats immediately into breathing pullovers just so happen to last more than a minute, or they should. And they are the best growth trigger there ever was. You might also want to experiment with, let's say, a heavy static hold, followed immediately by stripping the weight and performing as many full range reps, let's say, in 70 seconds as possible. Now, another place you're going to see and feel it working is sled dragging. And like yesterday, for example, I dragged 300 pounds forward and backwards. Dragging it backwards that really fries my quads. And you know, anybody that's done this knows what I'm talking about. The lactic acid buildup is intense. And 15 minutes in, I usually can't pull it backwards the whole way. Your quads just shut down. But after being loaded with beta-alanine, I'm able to drag it the distance backwards now. So the bottom line is this. If you've taken beta-alanine in the past and it hasn't worked for you, I think now you can understand hopefully why. More importantly, you now have a roadmap as to how to use it productively. And for the price point especially, I deem it worthy of your consideration.
So with this notion that I'm going to start training in higher rep ranges, it really is something that I need to reconsider.
Yeah, well, and I would also encourage you and anybody using beta-alanine to look into triple drop sets. That gets around the, you know, lightweight nonsense handily. You know, first set, heavyweight, 4 to 6 reps. Immediately drop the weight, get into the 8 to 10 rep range, and then your third drop, okay, now you're in much lighter weights. You can work in much higher rep ranges. You should be past a minute when you're all done and reap the benefits of beta-alanine.
Very, very cool. All right, let's move on to our first listener question. This comes from Tom Fitton, F-I-T-T-O-N, Fighton Fitton. He says, what's your opinion of over-the-counter test boosters in general? Should we be spending as much time and money on the issues because that's precisely what I'm doing? You sound like a guy who's had high tests in your youth, low tests as you've aged, and used both OTC test boosters and HRT. I'm 36, and starting to really feel it. Any recommendations?
You know, it's true I've had all those experiences, but it's also true that almost everyone's going to go through that, you know, that same cycle. The typical pattern is this abrupt and significant rise, right, in your teens, followed by a gradual decline through life until death. Now, that's a gross oversimplification, but it's not atypical. So if we look at it chronologically, right, from 18 to 25, I had all the hallmark signs of high test during those years: limitless energy, excellent recovery from exercise, and healthy aggression in and out of the gym. You just feel confident and fit, because in most cases you are. Believe it or not, I had no inkling that testosterone was responsible for that. I had heard of it, but failed to make the connection. I was also aware of steroids, but I didn't realize virtually all of them were just synthetic derivatives of test. It didn't really matter to me. They weren't part of my scene, so I did just fine without them. And so too will you. If you're between 18 and 25, I wouldn't even be looking at a test booster unless I tested myself and was low for whatever reason. And then it happened. I hit a brick wall at age 28. I could no longer train hard and heavy 4 days a week. I was down to three if I was lucky. So, yes, in my 30s, I began to experiment with natural test boosters. And unlike a lot of people at the time, I did do blood work, and I saw just how bad the situation was. My total test was around 350. So certainly the lower third of the range. And I used an over-the-counter test booster that delivered on what it said. It gave me a 30% increase inside of a month. But that didn't really register in the gym. I did feel better libido-wise, but, you know, again, it's not going to result in great gains. At the age of 36, Andro hit the scene, right? And I was all in. I ran 4-dione, 4-diol, and several others. They were a step up, but it still wasn't what I was looking for. And so that kind of continued until around age 44. I finally went to see an HRT doc. And unfortunately, at first, I got the wrong guy who gave me a ridiculously low amount. I took that, felt no difference, was about to give up on it. Now, thank God I didn't. I found a better one with a certainly reasonable replacement dose, and I feel like my old self again. Here's what I learned chasing this god that we worship that is testosterone. Supraphysiological doses will no doubt build much greater levels of size and strength. Unfortunately, no doc is going to give you enough to get there. Right? He's worried he's going to lose his license. Now, sure, a high normal value helps, but there is another, in my opinion, more powerful hormone that you need to be focusing on to build muscle: insulin. So here's the bottom line, I think, on testosterone. You know, get your levels into the optimal range, and I'll define that as 750 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter, with, of course, corresponding free tests. And then I would suggest you brush up on something like Mauro DiPasquale's anabolic diet. And for me anyway, it's been the key to being able to gain large amounts of muscle. And now my recommendation of diet versus injecting a drug might not sound sexy, but it is the truth. You know, harnessing the power of insulin will allow you to lose fat, gain muscle, and master your body composition, something that eludes 95% of the American population.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. And you know, one of the things that Mauro has brought to the forefront many years ago, and it's coming true, and that is that, as you point out, insulin is important, but spiking insulin may not be the ideal way to do it. Mauro said this on the show recently again, that once you spike insulin, the anabolic window begins to shut. And the best thing to do is to stick with high protein, high fat, post-workout, and for the next couple meals, before you start incorporating carbohydrates back into the mix, so you keep that anabolic window open. Mauro said the anabolic window actually stays open. And Dr. William Seeds said this to me independently of Morrow, so I have to believe it. The anabolic window has the ability to stay up for, open for 24 hours if you don't blast insulin with a high glycemic carb post-workout.
You know, that's amazing. That's a game changer.
Well, and think about it. Morrow said, look, for all those out there who say, yeah, but you've got to replenish glycogen, he says, first of all, the amount of glycogen burned during the average one-hour weightlifting session is minimal, number one. So it's not like you're completely depleted of glycogen. Number two, he said, over the next 24 hours, your body will replenish that without carbohydrates at all. Your body will produce enough glucose through gluconeogenesis and top off glycogen stores without doing the math. And really, when you think about it, this may be the secret to the lean bulk that people have been searching for forever. It may be the answer to the lean bulk is not to overstimulate insulin production post-workout. Interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we've got Jackson Polk's question coming up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen
estrogen been so powerful? The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I am sitting here sipping Osteo Broth. If you have not tried Osteo Broth, they're a new sponsor. It's a powdered bone broth. It's gourmet, high quality, all natural. For those of us out there who just don't have the time or the inclination to make homemade bone broth, you don't have to live without it. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad. The coupon code is SHR, and you save 20% off your order. Check it out. Okay. I thought this said Jackson Pollock, actually, when I first looked at it. I thought, okay, that's a good joke. Jackson Polk says, let's talk injuries. Yeah, let's. I have surgery tomorrow. Because I've got them. Lower back, elbow, shoulders, knees. They run from nagging injuries to debilitating. Things like a hip belt squat might work if you have a bad back. But what about a bad knee or a pulled hamstring? I've been at this for a long time, just like you. I've always practiced a power build bodybuilding approach because that's the look I want. My question is, do I have to live with these injuries or is there something I can do to stop incurring them? And I also should think about, I'm throwing this in there parenthetically, and how to get rid of the ones you have now. So go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't say how old he is, but Dollars to Donuts says he's been training for decades. And by power bodybuilder, I'm guessing he uses a fair number of heavy compound movements, right? No fluff in his training. We all remember things like pulled hamstrings and triceps, etc. What most people don't consider is the cumulative wear and tear your body endures over 10, 20, or more years. It's not unlike, right, a car. I got a 2001 Honda Accord. You know, it needs a new water pump and timing belt, tires, brake pads, all that stuff's getting worn. It's no different with your body. And sad to say, by age 40, injuries put a lot of people out of the game, some of them for good. That's the bad news. The good news is there is plenty that you can do about it. You know, I'd say the first thing you need to do is change your mindset. Taking up as much real estate as possible is out. And quality real estate is in. You know, if that means you walk around at 205 versus 225, so be it. You know, the general public doesn't know what your weight is, nor do they care.
Oh, never mind that, but most of them won't even be able to guess. Every time I've stepped on a scale in the past couple of weeks preparing for this surgery tomorrow, right. I've heard it numerous times. Wow, you don't look 248 pounds.
Yeah.
Because most of the people who step up at 248 pounds, they've got a 42-inch or 50-inch waist. And the girl looks at me and she goes, wow, I would have never guessed you would be 248 pounds.
Wow.
So they can't guess anyway. It doesn't matter.
No, they don't know. You know. And next, you know, I think you need to be performing as many days of prehab and rehab as you have training days. So if you train 3 days a week, plan on 3 days a week a chiro or foam rolling, you know, or some other activity. That helps recover you. You're going to find standing on two bathroom scales is an interesting exercise. You know, put one foot on each. And because doing so will illustrate how much weight you're carrying on one leg versus the other. If it's more than 5% off your body weight, 5% of your body weight rather, see a chiro. And supplementation for you changes too. You know, before you're buying things like pre-workouts and or even creatine, invest in some high-potency fish oil, Cesis, curcumin, and maybe a DMSO roll-on, right? Buying and using a book called Becoming a Supple Leopard is also a wise choice. The single best thing I think most people can do right now is Start using body weight training for at least 50% of your movements. I know I keep hammering on it, but, you know, buy something like Convict Conditioning and start at step one for all exercises. Yeah, you're going to think it's silly, girly stuff. Maybe so, but the deep tissues that are left untouched by weight training, they all begin to strengthen up. You know, use those movements if you want for warm-ups, but use them. Now, keep using them as you become more advanced, because unlike weight training, as you grow stronger in those moves, you will only grow ever more flexible and agile. And the likelihood of injury with a lot of these movements is virtually zero. You know, you're using your body for weight, right? When you do that, you can't artificially overload joints, tendons, and ligaments like you can with the weights. Finally, consider this. The great Bruce Lee blew his back out in the 70s performing barbell good mornings. He trained himself back to full health using calisthenics. You can too.
You know, and here's a guy talking to you that's going in for surgery tomorrow for a torn tricep, and I'm actually changing the way I train after this. I just can't afford to keep breaking things.
Yeah.
Surgery is no picnic. And so the reality is that if you have pain, so let's talk about how I tore my tricep for a second. I had terrible, terrible, painful tendonitis in the left elbow that radiated up into the tricep. I ignored it. I kept, quote-unquote, training around it. I kept training with it, thinking, well, if I just keep training, it'll go away. I'll make it stronger and it'll go away. No, I gave myself something called tendinosis. That's when tendonitis gets so bad that the tendon starts to wither.
Wow.
It starts to shrink. And hence, I have a tear. If you have nagging aches, stop doing things that precipitate more nagging aches and start trying to find ways to let that heal. Start there.
Great.
Don't ignore the smoke alarm going off because you don't want to leave the house. Don't ignore the pains because you don't want to stop training. It just, it's not a good idea, and it's going to end badly. Look at me. I could have completely avoided this surgery tomorrow and the mess that's going on with it. I had to go to the cardiology place today because I have an atrial fib. I've never had atrial fib forever.
Oh.
Lots of athletes have atrial fib, okay? I've had it forever. I've known about it. You know, I take plenty of fish oil. I keep my blood thin. I train hard. Everything is fine. And so, but now because I have AFib, you know, they want to put me on Coumadin and Warfarin and all this other stuff just because I have to go in for the surgery. I don't go for the surgery. I don't even have this discussion.
Yeah.
So don't ignore your injuries, okay? Don't wish that they were gone. Get them to be gone. Get them to go away.
Right.
And then you can get back in the gym and start training hard and heavy. We've got a question from Ron Rindels when we come back. Stay tuned.
"4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Ron Rendell says, "Coach Rob, I've heard you talk on the show about everything from Alpha GPC to ZMA. It seems like if I've heard of it, you've tried it and appreciated the insights. One thing I'd like to know more about is peptides. What's your take on these and where do they best fit in?"
You know, it's an interesting question. So I like to look at it, especially peptides, in the form of the big picture, right? So on one hand, you have what I call the mainstream market. You know, these are products carried in GNC, Vitamin Shop, And, of course, heavily advertised in magazines and where we buy our supplements online. They're familiar names, right, from familiar brands, and they run the gamut from staples like protein to specialty items like Cesis. On the other end of the spectrum, we have anabolic steroids, which are ridiculously effective and, unfortunately, highly illegal. In between those two worlds reside peptides, or research peptides, as they're sometimes called. They are currently legal for research purposes. They only become illegal once they're introduced into your body, which is to say, they're not approved for human use. Now, that assumes, of course, the user is seeking approval from someone. Not everybody is. The vast majority of these items, then, are injectable, albeit most of them are done so subcutaneously. That point, pun intended, is a big barrier to entry for people. It also brings up the issue of sterility. You know, take something orally that isn't on the up and up, and your body still has some safeguards in place to deal with it most of the time. Shoot it, though, and you're taking a much bigger risk. It really is a leap of faith when you consider, right, what one screw-up at the lab could mean. Once the user has gotten over that psychological hurdle, an entire new world is opened up to them. In terms of efficacy, I would say peptides reside somewhere between regular supplements that we know work, like creatine and beta-alanine, and anabolics. So now let me speak to that point now, though, lest anyone misconstrue what I mean here. The peptides that are currently being used for performance enhancement do not give anabolic steroid-type results, okay? Which is to say, nobody's building 10, 20, or more pounds of muscle, right, from these products. There are peptides, though, that'll increase your natural GH production. Peptides that give you a tan, and peptides that accelerate wound healing. Now, that's not all, because the universe is expanding as more peptides come online, and some with even more exciting functions. Consider, for example, what a peptide is. It's all a peptide is, it's a sequence of two or more amino acids that tells the body to, quote-unquote, do something. So if you had told me 5 years ago there was a peptide that tans your skin a golden bronze and gives you erections, I'd wonder what you were smoking. But it's right here, right now, in the form of melanotan, too. Now ask yourself, if they can do that, what else can these peptides do? The applications, as I see them, are limitless. But there is no free lunch, you know, meaning that, like any drug, there are side effects to be aware of. Let's take PT-141, for example. It's used to ramp up your sex drive and give some killer erections. Use just a bit too much of it, though, and you're going to shoot your blood pressure over the moon. And then there's the legality issue. You can buy these peptides today, no problem. But if you're a student of this game, then you know the party isn't going to last forever. Somewhere out there today is the Ben Johnson of peptides, and the results will be predictable. So here's the bottom line. Research peptides are maturing, I think, to be a viable avenue, right, to boost GH, improve appearance, and in some cases, you know, pretty radically improve wound healing. The industry would be wise, I think, to learn the lessons of DASCA, though, which is to say, we really need responsible use amongst the ranks and managing expectations. We will, in my opinion, if they're allowed to continue, eventually arrive at some very effective peptides, I think, for performance enhancement. So, which, by the way, is the catch-22 of our time. If it works, they'll ban it. And the band, as they say, will play on. It'll be the same thing as the Androban Daska.
Before we go into this break, I have to say something. You, when I said I had AFib, you actually said, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I only say that because my friend Johnny Gray has it.
Well, do you know, so here's the interesting thing, right? I go to the doctors this morning. Because I have AFib, they needed me to go to a cardiologist to get a cardiology clearance for the surgery tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I walk in. I have AFib. I'm a 57-year-old white man who's 245 or 246 pounds as of this morning. And they see a pathology, right?
Right.
So I said to the girl who did the intake, she was the, what do they call that, nurse practitioner who was working with the cardiologist. I said, look, you got to look at me like an athlete. And she goes, how so? I said, well, I'm going to show you some things. I'm not doing this to brag, but I think you have to understand who I am in order to truly evaluate this situation. I said, lots of athletes develop irregular heartbeats and arrhythmias and atrial fibrillation and bradycardia. I said, have you ever worked with athletes? She says, not a lot, but a couple. I said, okay. I said, these are physiological changes to the heart, not pathological. I said, let me show you some videos. I showed her a video of me squatting, a video of me doing supersets of heavy hip thrusts with heavy squats, a video of me leg pressing. Then I showed her my Fitbit heart rate lock. My resting heart rate is between 54 and 57. I showed her a couple of my workout heart rate logs where my heart rate goes up to 169 numerous times throughout the workout. And I said to her, now this is not cardio. I said, this is weightlifting. I'm lifting weights and getting my heart up there. I'm not on a bicycle or an elliptical machine buzzing along. I said, this is really, you know, hard work. And then I said to her, do you know what single movement raises blood pressure more than any other movement? Do you know this, Rob?
No.
Well, if you had a guess, think about it for a second. What do you think raises blood pressure and Valsalva to a greater degree than any other movement we do in the gym?
Squat.
Let me illustrate why. If your heart is on the bottom and the big muscles that are doing the pushing are higher than your heart has to work twice as hard to fill the muscles with blood while working against gravity. The 45-degree leg press raises blood pressure to a greater degree than squatting or deadlifting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I said to her, 2 days before I tore my tricep, I trained legs, and I leg pressed over 1,600 pounds for my last set six times. I says, and then I jumped out of the seat and went over and did leg extensions, immediately supersetted with it, and then I went from there to do leg curls, supersetted from there. I said, so I'm telling you all this, I said to her, not because I'm bragging, but when you look at me and you see AFib, and you look at some guy who's 57 years old, with a 52-inch waist, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sits in a chair all day long, got diabetes, and you see AFib, these are very, very different conditions, I said.
Right.
So,
very different.
I have to go back today for an echocardiogram after the show, and then they're going to green light me for the surgery tomorrow. But this has been so nerve-wracking. I hate this. I hate it because I hate going into the doctor's office, because all they see is a 57-year-old white guy who's 246 pounds. That's all they see.
Yeah. And they're thinking anabolics did this to
her. Well, no. I don't think she's thinking that at all. I told her, she said, what drugs do you take? I said, the only thing I take is 60 milligrams of Armathyroid and 200 milligrams of testosterone a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm on testosterone. She did say, do you take steroids? I wanted to smack her when she said that. A doctor's not prescribing anabolic steroids. He's prescribing testosterone.
Yeah. They don't get it.
It's terrible. It's humiliating to go to the doctors today when you are not part of that flotsam and jetsam of ill health. And, of course, the whole discussion she had with me was why I should be taking Coumadin. I said I take fish oil, I take aspirin, I take vitamin E, I take vitamin D3, I take niacin. All these things thin the blood. She goes, yes, but there's no research studies. Oh, no, no, what she said, yeah, there's no science to prove that they work as well as Coumadin. Well, of course, Coumadin is a pharmaceutical drug. Pharmaceutical companies pay millions of dollars to do the studies. No one's doing studies on fish oil to see if it thins the blood enough to reduce thrombotic risk.
What about giving blood?
Well, I do that. I do that every 2 months, but they don't care about that.
That doesn't thin the blood, so to speak?
Oh, I'm sure it does. I mean, everything I do thins the blood. But the bottom line is they just want to put you on Coumadin. Yeah. I said to her, I said, so you're telling me that I'm going to have a stroke someday? She goes, oh, no, you may go your whole life without a stroke. She said, but if you take the Coumadin, we know you won't have a stroke. As soon as I left there, I Googled that, just simply Googled it. What I found out was that Coumadin, you have a higher risk of having a hemorrhagic stroke where you bleed out in the brain than if you don't take Coumadin. So Coumadin actually causes a unique type of stroke where the blood vessel bursts and you just bleed in the brain.
Wow.
She didn't tell me that. I'm just, if you hear frustration in my voice, I am frustrated. I'm frustrated because of what I said. You know, there's no accounting for your lifestyle when you go to the doctors today. There's just not. It's very, very sad. On that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
So, for those of you tuning in live and you're just getting here, there's a flash sale during the 2 hours of this live show for Thrive Protein. If you use the coupon code FLASH62, FLASH62, you'll get 62% off a 1 pound jug of Thrive. That puts it at about $22.95. Go to Thrive Protein, thriveprotein.com. We've got about an hour and 10 minutes left on that sale. So if you're listening live, take advantage of it. There you go. Okay. So what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is ephedrine is dangerous. Really. Whenever you inquire as to ephedrine for fat loss or anything else, you're going to get scare stories from authority figures like doctors, nurses, etc., etc. Now, these idiots and the general public parrot the government's ephedrine is bad, bad ephedrine, and just in case you missed it, ephedrine is bad for you, BS. Now, I got real tired of hearing this stuff, so I carry around in my wallet copies of medical studies proving that ephedrine plus caffeine, either in their herbal or synthetic forms, is both safe and effective. You know, and these are studies done at places called Harvard, Columbia University, and overseas, among many others. You know, you should see the facial expressions when I hand these to the doctors. Now, I'm going to give you just a representative sampling now of some of these studies' findings. Listen closely to just how safe and effective EC is, either in their synthetic or herbal forms. Back in 92, there was a study published in the International Journal of Obesity and Metabolic Disorders. They did a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind study. They took 180 obese patients. They were treated with either an ephedrine-caffeine combination, 20 milligrams of ephedrine to 200 milligrams of caffeine, or a placebo, three times a day, for 24 weeks. Needless to say, the weight loss was significantly greater in the EC group versus placebo. Systolic and diastolic blood pressure fell similarly in all groups. We conclude that in agreement with animal studies, ephedrine and caffeine in combination is both safe and effective. Now, one more time for all you medical professionals out there. Ephedrine and caffeine is both safe and effective. No effect was seen on plasma triglyceride concentration in the placebo group, but a decrease in triglycerides was observed in the EC group at week 8. So it is suggested that EC combinations abolish the decline in HDL cholesterol during active weight loss. Now, studies, more studies from Harvard and Columbia on long-term safety and efficacy. They published the results of the first reported long-term clinical trial of herbal preparations of ephedrine and caffeine. So for 6 months, these subjects were either given a placebo or 90 milligrams of ephedrine alkaloids from ephedra and 192 milligrams of caffeine from Cholinet. All right, three divided dosages. Okay, they give that amount in three divided dosages. Here are the findings. Compared to placebo, the tested product produced no adverse events and minimal side effects. In fact, the number of research subjects removed from the study for adverse events was similar in both the EC and placebo groups. The present study demonstrated significant beneficial effects on body weight, fat loss, and blood lipids of an herbal mahuang kola nut mixture. Moreover, the herbal combination promoted significantly greater reductions in waist and hip circumference compared to placebo. Subjects in the treated group, bottom line, they lost an average of 11.7 pounds during the study, compared to 5.7 pounds for placebo, all right, more than double. And the greater weight loss in the treated groups was accompanied by, get this, improved cholesterol and blood glucose levels. Now, I could go on and on, but you get my point. Since Big Pharma never could develop a fat loss drug, remember Ali, your government severely curtailed your access to ephedrine via an amendment to the Patriot Act, and they completely banned herbal ephedra from the market. By the way, don't fall for ephedra nevidensis or anything that states ephedra leaves. Right? The actual ephedrine alkaloids that work are found in the stem of the plant, not the leaves. So now that I gave you the truth about ephedrine, I'm going to tell you where to find it. Right now, today, you can get it by going to your local pharmacy and asking for Primatene tabs. Now, they're kept behind the counter, and you'll have to sign for it and present your license, but you'll get your ephedrine. By label, the tabs are 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride and 200 milligrams of guaifenesin, which is an expectorant that's added to make sure it's difficult for idiots to convert it to meth. The trouble with buying Primatene, though, is this. It's still sending money to Big Pharma. And since I don't want to go into a government database nor send any money to these idiots, I go a different route. If you Google ephedrine hydrochloride 30 milligrams, you're going to find several outfits that sell the Wonder Pills at a whopping 30 milligrams a tab. There is no guaifenesin, by the way. They're not cut with anything. You want to order two 100-count bottles, which yields a total of 6 grams of ephedrine. The legal import limit is 7.5 grams every 30 days. So here's the bottom line. I make nothing on these referrals. Nothing is in zero, zip, nada. What I have done is alert you to your rights insofar as importing and using ephedrine. Here's the final word. Rights are like muscles. If you don't exercise them once in a while, you lose them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, you've used ephedra for a long time, right?
Every day for about the last 20, 25 years.
But you use a very, do you use a very low dose, or how much you use?
Yeah, these days I'm rolling with, so far today I've done 30 milligrams, 200 milligrams of caffeine with some EGCG twice, and that's all I'll do.
And now, when do you cut it off so you sleep well?
I would say 2 p.m. in the afternoon, before 3 for most people.
Does ephedra clear the system pretty quickly?
Fairly, yeah. I mean, if it didn't, you couldn't have people taking it, at 2, 3 in the afternoon. It'll never get out of the system.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Look, I just read you the peer-reviewed published medical studies in these people in their own journals. They're either not reading them or they don't want the truth to be known. And, to be honest, I think it's a little bit of both. 90 milligrams a day of ephedrine is research proven to be both effective and safe. And right. Those aren't my words.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. The website is CoachRobRegish.com. You can go there to learn more about everything that Rob offers. And don't forget to check out the Blueprint Bulletin while you're there, because a lot of this stuff is sent right to your inbox.
Yeah, it'll get you registered for the webinar, too, the Turbo 20 experiment, coming next Thursday.
That's going to be exciting. All right, Rob, thanks a lot for everything today, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf as we discuss the calorie, amongst other things. Also, the things I've been wrong about, like fructose. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, I've said this on Facebook. I am not an expert at anything. And as such, I make a lot of mistakes. When a mistake is pointed out to me, I don't dig my heels in and defend my position, because my position is to find out what the truth is and live with that truth. And the truth sometimes changes from what we know, especially when it comes to science. My next guest is the Superhuman Radio News Director, Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, Carl.
And,
glad to be back.
Yeah, and so the other day on Casual Friday, I went into a rant about a personal trainer who was training a movie star for a movie. Whoa. And she, the personal trainer was telling this particular movie star to have lots of fruit before a workout as a pre-workout meal. And I went into this whole big rant. Whoa. Alex, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I hear all sorts of ringing in the background. I went into this whole rant about how that's a stupid thing to do, because fruit is not readily available as a source of energy. It's got to go through the liver. It's got to be created, turned into a long-chain triglyceride first, and blah, blah, blah. And you messaged me and said, you know, that's not completely true. So what is the truth about fructose, and is it a good pre-workout choice?
Yeah, that's the truth about fructose is a pretty big topic. So you'll have to forgive me if I kind of jump around a bit.
No, please,
because
yeah,
fructose has definitely received a lot of bad publicity over the last decade, and I think a lot of it started with Dr. Robert Lustig when he published an editorial in the year 2000 where he compared fructose to alcohol in terms of how it's metabolized exclusively in the liver. And it's, in my opinion, it's a pretty erroneous comparison. I've written numerous articles on various fructose studies on Superhuman Radio, and someone who's interested in them can just search for the word fructose to pull them all up. But, I mean, the bottom line is that pretty much every study that's ever been conducted on fructose that shows that it's harmful isn't applicable to the general population, and certainly isn't applicable to the superhuman population because of methodological limitations. For example, the largest meta-analysis conducted to date on the effects of fructose consumption pooled the results of over 80 independent randomized controlled trials to see how fructose affects blood lipids. And ultimately, they showed that fructose had no detrimental effect different from other forms of carbohydrates, such as starch, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, maltose. All of them had similar effects on blood lipids when calories were controlled for at an energy balance. The only time fructose produced detrimental effects was when calories were above maintenance requirements, so the person was in a hypercaloric state. And even while overfeeding, the effect still wasn't different from other forms of carbohydrates. So, I mean, really, it's a myth to say that fructose is particularly detrimental, because when you match the amount of fructose with some other type of carbohydrate, including starch, the effects are similar, at least when it comes to blood lipids. Another limitation of this research is that the vast majority has been conducted in mice, and that's especially notable for research that wants to discuss the development of fatty liver, because a mouse's diet is not similar to a human's when we're looking at what's ecologically valid for that species. Mice thrive on a diet that's typically 80%, 70 to 80% carbohydrates and very low in fat. And so mice have evolutionarily developed the ability to turn carbohydrates into fat more effectively than humans have. And when you look at the creation of fat in the liver called de novo lipogenesis, mice will usually have that be around 60 to 70% of their carbohydrates will be turned to fat. In healthy humans, it's typically less than 5%. And it might increase up to 15 to 20% in people who are chronically overeating. But, I mean, even when you're in that caloric surplus, the amount of carbohydrates being turned into fat is ridiculously low. Rather, the carbohydrates are preferentially used as an energy source while your body stores any dietary fat you consume alongside it. So when people say that carbohydrates make you fat, that's not necessarily the case. Carbohydrates get burned for energy. It's all the fat that you're eating alongside them that gets stored. The third limitation, since we've covered the type of carbohydrate, doesn't really matter, and the species, so rodents versus humans, is a huge limitation. The third limitation is the dose. Going back to that meta-analysis I mentioned, the average dose of pure fructose that was being provided to participants was 97 grams per day for a minimum of 2 weeks. 97 grams per day is the equivalent of drinking a 6-pack of 12-ounce sodas daily.
Wow.
And so we can see how even in the general American population, that's not realistic. And in fact, the average intake of an American is half that amount. The 97 grams corresponds more to the 95th percentile, meaning only 5% of the U.S. population consumes that much fructose or greater. So right there, and you can just see how we run into problems when we're trying to extrapolate this information and apply it to the population. It's similar to if I were to come up to you or to anyone who's listening right now and say, hey, you should really limit your water intake because, you know, water can cause electrolyte imbalances. I mean, you can literally kill yourself by drowning your cells in water, so you should limit your intake. And you would all think I was either joking or had no idea what I was talking about. Because, yeah, I'm right. Water can do those things, but you would have to drink a ton of it, and it's just not a realistic scenario. It's the same with fructose. Does it cause fatty liver? Yes. Does it cause insulin resistance? Yes. But what conditions, under what conditions do those effects occur? Well, you have to consume a 6-pack of soda per day. You have to be in a caloric surplus. Being a mouse helps. You know, so, but people don't like to mention the context.
But now, wait a minute. If you consume the 6-pack of soda a day and you're a human, not a mouse, will you actually have the potential to develop fatty liver disease?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, wait a minute. And see, another thing I want to clear up, because I'm a little slow on the uptake. You said 97 grams of fructose. That's equivalent to a 6-pack of soda. And I thought, wait a second. A 6-pack of soda has a lot more sugar than 97 grams, but that's because only a portion of the sugar is fructose, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So now let's back up. So a can of soda is 12 or 16 ounces?
12.
Okay. So 60, 72. So that's roughly let's just say a half gallon of soda, or a 2-liter bottle of soda. In order to potentiate, we're not even saying that it's actually going to do it, but potentiate fatty liver disease. There are a lot of Americans out there who drink a 2-liter bottle of soda a day.
Oh, no doubt. And something else to keep in mind, too, is that we know that when people drink soda, they don't fully compensate for those calories. So it makes going into a caloric surplus phenomenally easier.
Wow.
So, and again, one of the big risk factors with fructose is when you're in a caloric surplus. because then your body can't as easily dispose of the calories. It has to store some calories because you're in a surplus.
So would you agree with this statement that using fruit or fructose pre-workout is no different than using any other sugar or rapidly absorbing starch pre-workout, assuming that certain things are met, and that is that you're not consuming, you know, just a half liter, a 2 liter bottle of soda a day. You're not finding yourself in this super calorie surplus. Really, if as a pre-workout, it sounds like, well, fructose is fine.
No, I wouldn't agree with that statement.
Okay.
Everything I just said was more related to the health aspect of fructose consumption. There are certainly nuances with how it's metabolized and the such.
Okay.
For example...
All right, wait a minute. We have to take a break. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about... Let's shift gears and talk about the plausibility of using a fructose drink or fructose-containing drink, or even fruit for that matter. And well, let's talk about the difference too, because fruit's very different than drinking a fructose laden drink. So let's talk about this pre-workout scenario when we come back. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. If you weren't one of the people who heard this before, we've just gotten a bunch of orders for Thrive Protein, so we have some live listeners that are jumping on board. The lowest price we've ever offered Thrive Advanced for. If you use the coupon code FLASH62, you get 62% off. That's effectively $22.95 a pound. This sale is going on during the live show, which is less than an hour to go. So if you're listening, you're just tuning in, you can get Thrive Advanced Protein for $22.95 a pound by going to THRIVProtein.com and using the coupon code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H-6-2, FLASH62. Check it out. We're talking with Alex Leaf. He is the news director at superhumanradio.com. We're talking about fructose, and then a little bit we're going to get into the in defense of a calorie. So let's do this first. So quantify or qualify, fructose as a pre-workout. You said no, it's not that simple to just say yes, it is, right?
Yeah. So something that when you look at research that has kind of summarized isotopic tracer studies for us, and these are studies where the researchers will radioactively label the fructose sugar and then follow the radioactivity through the volunteer's body to see what happens to fructose. What does it turn into? Where does it go? And what these studies show is that maybe half of the fructose is converted into glucose. Another 25% is converted into lactate, and another 15-ish percent is converted to glycogen in the liver. And then the remaining 10% is either used directly for energy or is turned into fat, depending on the energy balance of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're looking at like consuming a pre-workout, generally the goal of the pre-workout is to supply a quick burst of energy for the body to use during the workout.
Right.
So fructose can't be used as an energy source immediately. It needs to be converted into glucose first. And so with that, it's not going to be quite the same as downing a shake with like dextrose in it that immediately hits your bloodstream and is ready to go. So it's a nuance. However, other research has shown that, like, for example, when you consume a mixture of glucose and fructose,
bingo,
the fructose enhances the glucose's ability to replenish glycogen.
I've seen those studies. But what about using them together so that you have more of a tail? You have an immediate source of energy, and then you have one that's one step away to be converted, so it kind of kicks in like second gear. Do we see that phenomenon when you combine fructose with a fast-acting sugar like dextrose?
I don't know. It's certainly biologically plausible. I can't say that I've seen any research looking at it, at least nothing that I can recall. But it gets back to fruit, which is not a ball of fructose. Fruit contains a small amount of fructose, but the vast majority of it is glucose and sucrose.
Really?
Yeah, and so fruit as a pre-workout fits what you just said. It'll supply some fructose, but primarily glucose. And in addition, it has fiber, which slows digestion even more, and it has numerous bioactive compounds that we have yet to fully understand. I love apples. You know, apples are probably the best example because apples are a fruit, are one of the highest fructose fruits that we know of. I mean, one medium-sized apple is going to provide 7 grams of fructose. But at the same time, studies looking at the effects of apple consumption consistently show beneficial health effects. And part of this probably has to do with the bioactive compounds that apples contain. Some of them, such as ursolic acid, we've discovered and researched. Others, we haven't. I mean, there's a lot out there that we aren't aware of. So to put a whole food item such as fruit on par with an isolated carbohydrate monosaccharide just doesn't make sense.
So it sounds to me like fruit is a good pre-workout.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't recommend just doing fruit alone, but definitely fruit as a carbohydrate source and then combining that with some protein. That's wonderful if you're looking for a relatively quick digesting pre-workout. That's great.
So I stand corrected on admonishing this coach for supplying his client with fruit as a pre-workout. And obviously, as you point out, if it's stacked with a good protein, it just makes everything better.
Yeah, on that note, I also do want to quickly mention that one more recent article that I did on Superhuman Radio actually looked at the effects of making people overeat fruit. And these people had to eat every day an average of about 3 pounds of fruit. And the researchers then looked what happened to their clinical chemistry and all that stuff. And there was no negative effects. They increased their caloric intake by 500 calories worth of fruit. That fruit was satiating enough to where they reduced their caloric intake from other foods to compensate. And the only significant change was a reduction in HbA1c. So if anything, you know, replacing whatever in the diet with 3 pounds of fruit improved their blood glucose levels.
That's very, very interesting. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the calorie. Every week someone writes an article or some report is released that causes us to vacillate and whether or not the calorie is in fact important in the acquisition of some sort of metric for energy intake as opposed to energy expenditure. And you are an RD now, right? Have you graduated? No, you're graduating this year.
No, so, I'll be graduating with a master's in nutrition from June, but that does not make me a registered dietitian.
Okay.
I have to do additional work for that certification.
Okay, but you will have obviously you can speak to this. You know, what is the importance of a calorie? Should we be paying attention to them? Should they be, you know, eliminated completely from the discussion? Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we come back. We'll pick it up on the other side with Alex Lee. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. In defense of the calorie, people love to write about how calories don't matter. You've got people, I mean, even Gary Taubes, I think, while he says, a calorie isn't a calorie, but then he vacillates. And it's really quite confusing whether we should be thinking about calories as absolute or they are macronutrient specific. What's your opinion? Does the calorie serve a purpose? Do we have to keep using it as a metric when we talk about energy?
Well, it's either that or we could talk in units of ATP, which is even far less familiar to most people. I mean, the calorie shouldn't even really be something that's disputed. If you go up to any individual who studies biochemistry, they will understand a calorie and agree that it matters. It's really only people in nutrition that might argue that calories don't matter. But once you get into the hard sciences and you start looking into those, then you realize that calories do matter. The problem is that people like to gravitate to extremes. And so you have a group of people who say calories are the only thing that matter, and another group who says calories don't matter at all. And in my opinion, they're both wrong. Calories matter, but they aren't the only thing that matters. And it's a little ridiculous, in my opinion, to view one without taking into consideration the other. So you can't just view the calorie without looking at the diet as a whole.
Okay, so the people who like to say a calorie isn't a calorie generally are high protein, high fat people, or people who defend carbohydrates as being the most important thing in a diet. So we have these different camps. So the people who say high fat, high protein diets or high fat, moderate protein diets, the calories don't matter because I just had this discussion when I was out at Quest. So in cancer patients that are using the ketogenic diet as an adjunct therapy, let's say a cancer patient is eating 2,500 calories a day. Let's just use that as an arbitrary number. When they switch them away from a traditional diet to a high fat, low protein and carbohydrate combined, a therapeutic diet of 2, 3, or even 4 to 1 fat to combined protein and carbohydrates, and they keep their calories constant, they just switch them to 2,500 calories of this, these people lose weight. They have to bump their calories up to keep them from losing weight. So in that instance, I can see where the people who say, oh, calorie isn't a calorie, really what we need to evolve to, I think, in a sensible discussion, is that calories are as you point out, macronutrient specific, and that plays into the ratios of which macronutrients are being included. But with that being said, would you agree with the statement that as long as you are in a calorie deficit, you will lose body fat?
That's a tough one. If we're talking about body, I don't want to say that because you could also lose muscle mass depending on what your diet consists of. And then, it's difficult to even use the word weight because then you might have fluctuations in water weight that could mask any changes. If you're in a calorie deficit, you will lose mass from your body. You will lose physical mass. Where we start getting into the nuances is where is the mass coming from? Is it fat? Is it muscle? And that's really where the argument that a calorie isn't a calorie does hold weight because, for example, we know eating a higher protein diet when you're dieting, preserves muscle mass and allows your body to preferentially burn fat tissue. And so under that scenario, if someone's dieting and they kept calories constant, but then let's say they switched out some carbohydrate or fat for protein, then they would probably see a more favorable change in body composition. That's where you get into the gray area with calories. And I'm getting a little off topic from your original question, but I think that the issue with changing the diet is that calories matter more when your diet is consistent. Mm. So when you change and start manipulating macros, if I took, when I'm counseling patients in my university's clinic, we really like to focus on food quality and diet quality. And that has a lot of benefits, because if you can get someone to switch away from the standard American diet, consume more high quality protein, more fiber, you know, more plants, then they will probably see weight loss, changes in body composition, improvement in health that is completely unrelated to caloric intake.
Interesting.
But once they start eating a superhuman diet and their diet is now set, you know, they have a set level of protein, they have typical foods that they will eat day in and day out, then calories matter, because now your body has adjusted to the foods that you're eating. And so now it's a matter of increasing or decreasing caloric intake to achieve your goals.
So metabolism plays into this when we talk about weight loss especially. So do you think that when we talk about calories and we talk about metabolic effects of feeding, do you feel that the macronutrients play a role in this equation, or does it, you know, if you're on a caloric deficit, it is said that your metabolic rate, your basal metabolic rate will slow. You think that that varies based on the macronutrient makeup of your meals?
Yeah, certainly. Coming back to protein, for example, one of the reasons protein benefits weight loss so much is that it not only preserves muscle mass, which in and of itself helps preserve metabolic rate, but it's also the most costly nutrient to metabolize. So, for example, the thermic effect of eating protein is about 30% compared to 15 to 20% for carbohydrates and like 3% for dietary fat. So if you eat more protein, not only is it going to have favorable effects on body composition, but it's also going to increase caloric expenditure, because your body has to use more energy to deal with it. The same thing is can be said for fiber. There's a fascinating study that was conducted at some university. I can't remember at the moment. But anyway, they tested the hypothesis that celery was a negative calorie food. And so they had a group of adults eat a bunch of celery and then lie down or sit in a room for the next 5 hours, and they measured their respiration, and they found that it took 84% of the calories that celery provided just to digest it. And what this means is that 1 pound of celery really only contributes 10 calories.
Wow.
to your body, because it takes so much damn energy to metabolize all that fiber and to digest the stuff.
Very, very interesting. Okay, I want to take our last commercial break, and the last thing I need you to correct me on is this. So when we come back, I made a statement two casual Fridays ago that I got taken to task by a listener when I said the problem with those who lost all that weight and the Biggest Loser was they lost muscle mass and their metabolism suffered as a result of that, and so they all put the weight back on. I know that you have a different opinion.
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's take a last commercial break, and when we come back, I will be taken to school once again by Alex Leaf. Stay tuned.
Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Talking with Alex Leaf, the news director here at Supreme Radio. So I got taken to task by a listener a couple weeks ago because I railed against the approach used in the show, The Biggest Loser, where, you know, weight loss at any expense is a good thing. I said these people are losing too much muscle mass. Their metabolic rate is dropping as a result of the loss of that metabolic currency. And they can't stay at that weight. If they start eating even anything at all, it's going to be turned into body fat. And the listener said, you know, you're wrong. You need to read the Minnesota Starvation study, which was actually published by Ansel Keys. And I looked at the study and I laughed. I was like, starvation is 1,500 calories a day? My God, I mean, give me 400 calories a day and that's starvation. But anyway, so what are your opinions? Let's look at The Biggest Losers, first of all. Is it solely a result of the loss of muscle mass, or do you think there's more to it than that?
I think there's certainly more to it, and the Minnesota starvation experiment tells us that. But sticking with the Biggest Loser study, I think a lot of people are misunderstanding what was actually published in the literature. And part of that may have had to do with the giant media coverage it got, because they really, really enjoy misinterpreting things. So what happened in the Biggest Loser study? The obese people lost a bunch of weight and their metabolism slowed. Their metabolism went down. And then over the follow-up period, they regained some of their weight, but their metabolism or their energy expenditure didn't also increase. That's only a partial truth. So what actually happened is that at the end of their 30-week weight loss competition, their resting metabolic rate had decreased. And this is expected because they were dieting, and so there's a metabolic adaptation component, but also they lost organ mass and muscle mass, which contribute to the resting metabolic rate as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's important to point out that their resting metabolic rate didn't lower to some substantially low amount. It was merely reduced to a level that was actually still higher than a normal weight individual.
Wow.
For their height. So yes, it was reduced from a level when they were morbidly obese, but it wasn't any lower than anyone else who is a normal weight at their height. And they maintained that even as they regained weight, probably because the weight they regained was fat, not the lost muscle tissue.
Right.
Also, it's important to point out that when you're looking at the caloric requirements for the day, it's not the resting metabolic rate that matters. It's your total daily energy expenditure. And what the results of the study clearly showed that no one mentioned is that total daily energy expenditure tracked consistently with their weight. They burned about 3,800 calories per day when they were morbidly obese. This dropped to 3,000 calories per day after their weight loss. So, I mean, these
people...
That's
still pretty damn good.
Yeah. And then when they started to regain weight, it went back up to 3,400 calories. And that makes sense, because if you... A bunch of fat tissue on you, you're walking around with essentially this huge load. And it takes a lot more calories to walk around with an extra 100 pounds of fat on you than it does to walk around without that.
Right.
And so it makes sense that their total daily energy expenditure would track with their weight. But people just focused on the resting metabolic rate. But it's like, who cares? Who cares what your resting metabolic rate is, because it's your total daily energy expenditure that determines whether you're going to gain or lose weight.
Now, theoretically, had these people put on weight vests that would have given them a pseudo body weight of what they were when they were obese, they could have maintained their weight loss.
Their energy expenditure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the Biggest Loser study. And I know you were mentioning the Minnesota starvation experiment. So what was it about that experiment that
Well, I just am shocked that they considered 1,500 calories a day starvation. And my complaint was, look, if you're feeding people, a completely carbohydrate-centric diet, you know, pasta, bread, rice, rutabagas, and they're going to have mad blood sugar swings, and perhaps 1,500 calories a day isn't going to do it for them. If you're feeding them protein and fat, 1,500 calories will keep them fed and satisfied for the entire day. And so I've never heard 1,500 calories be starvation.
Yeah. Well, would you consider 1,500 calories a day starvation if we were talking about Michael Phelps?
Absolutely.
Normal training day.
Yeah, yeah. If you're talking about somebody who's gonna be in a hyperactive state for 8 hours a day, I would say that's definitely starvation.
Yeah, and so my point with that was simply that the level of calories doesn't matter so much as the amount of calories relative to expenditure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the composition of those calories. So for the Minnesota starvation experiment, they did consume about 1,500 calories per day. However, their total daily energy expenditure was over 3,000 calories per day, and they were forced to go on 10-mile-long walks every day. So, they weren't doing any strength training, which is a limitation when you want to generalize the findings to the superhuman population.
Right.
And their diet was also very poor. It was designed to be to mimic the typical diet of the World War II European soldiers. And so it consisted primarily of potatoes, cabbage, turnips, and porridge, making it very low in fat, about 27 grams per day, and also very low in protein, about 55 grams per day. So these people were eating 1,500 calories, which was about half of their daily requirements, and they were also eating very little protein. So they were starving, and they lost 24% of their initial body weight over 6 months. So in half a year, a quarter of their body weight disappeared.
Wow.
And I think, my favorite takeaway from this study is what it shows is that under these conditions, which I'm sure we can now both agree are less than ideal.
Yes.
And yeah, what they showed is that their metabolic rate slowed by 25% at the end of starvation. And this is when they were down to 5% body fat, skin and bones. But it slowed by 40%. So their metabolic rate was almost cut in half by this weight loss. But 25% of that 40, or in absolute terms,
right.
So 25% of their metabolic rate slowing was owed exclusively to the loss of body mass.
Mm-hmm.
The other 15%, only 15%, was owed to the hormonal aspects of thermogenic regulation. And what fascinates me about that finding is that you see a lot of people who say my metabolism is crashed, I've been dieting too long, I'm damaged, blah, blah, blah. And maybe. I mean, it's a possibility. But the Minnesota starvation experiment subjects only had a downregulation of 15%, or roughly 300 calories for someone who is on a 2,000-calorie diet owed to metabolic regulation. And so it's very, very difficult for me to believe that, someone is going to, claim that they're only eating 800 calories a day and they're not losing weight,
right?
Because their metabolism is slowed. And it's like, look, people who were starved on a no-protein diet with no resistance training, they were basically doing nothing to try and preserve their metabolic rate, only had a slowdown of 300 calories.
Wow. Because the body's trying to protect itself. The body's
trying
to...
It can't protect itself to that extent,
right.
Right. And a big part of it, too, that needs to be mentioned is one of the ways the body tries to protect itself is by making you sit on your ass all day so you're not moving around. And
right.
It's important to point out that the Minnesota starvation experiment people couldn't do that.
Right. They had to stay active.
They were forced to walk every day.
Right. Right.
But still,
a starving population is not getting up early and working. They're, like you point out, they're looking to conserve. They're looking to sit around. They're looking to do nothing.
Yeah. And so now let's, add in resistance training so muscle mass is preserved, increase protein intake so that it's adequate. And the chances of, hormonal slowdown have been extremely minimized. You know, body composition will be improved. And we have an incredible amount of anecdotal evidence supporting this when you look at bodybuilders. They get down to 4 or 5% body fat all the time. And, I mean, they look great.
Right. Interesting. So, I guess then the reality is that, I mean, in summary here, we could easily say that the Minnesota starvation study was somewhat skewed, right? I mean, do you have a lot of faith in this study?
Yeah, well, I think it provided a lot of great information that we can't exactly replicate because of ethical issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think the study provided a lot, but it has limitations just like every other study. And the biggest limitation is that it may not, you know, be applicable to a superhuman population.
Right. Right. What are you working on right now, Alex? You writing any articles for examine.com or anybody like that?
Well, I still do work for Examine, and as our listeners have probably noticed, I've been on break from writing for Superhuman Radio as I focus on finishing my master's degree. Other than that, I have a couple things that I am working on that I don't feel comfortable sharing at this moment.
Sure.
I kind of want them to be more of a surprise.
Sure, sure. One of which is that Alex will be coming to stay with Elisa and I sometime in July, right? You guys work that out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so he'll actually be in the studio with me some days. This is going to be a lot of fun. So we'll
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And we'll go to the gym and train and we'll do some fun stuff.
Yeah, I thought you were going to take it easy.
Well, I'm going to still train. I'm just going to train differently. That's all.
Okay. That's good. I'll be interested in seeing what you have in store.
I just need to get through the surgery, tomorrow. That's my immediate objective right now. Just looking forward to tomorrow. That's all.
Yeah.
I want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Please visit CoachRobRegish.com. And thanks to Alex Leaf for patiently helping me better understand some of the things that I didn't understand before. Thanks for doing this today, Alex.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we'll talk soon and we'll see everybody. I'm off the air tomorrow having surgery, but I'll be trying to Facebook and let people know what's going on. And I'll be back on the air Thursday. So please tune in then, and we'll see everybody then. Thanks.
Health and performance benefits of